This is Rebecca Lowe, or Rebecca Lua, if you listen to Suboptimal Radio, and you are listening to Men in Blazers on the NBC Sports Network.
It's unbelievable!
From the Embassy Row studios, in the crap part of Soho, Rog.
It's a great day to be an American.
And it's a Men in Blazers special breaking news,
FIFA podcast. Crap podcast special.
Special. Earlier this afternoon.
What is this world twisted?
Rog, Sepp Blatter announced that he will step down as FIFA president. He made the announcement from FIFA headquarters in Zurich. Weren't a lot of people there, Rog, saying football's governing body needs profound restructuring. The news comes after the US Department
of Justice
unsealed a 47-count indictment last Wednesday that accuses FIFA of widespread corruption. Swiss authorities also revealed last week that they are investigating the bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. Despite the indictment, Rog, which resulted in the arrest of several FIFA officials at a five-star hotel in Zurich that probably having to lower its room rates in reaction. The organization re-elected Blatter as president Friday. I'm the president of everybody. He will not step down immediately, Rog. Surprise, surprise. Instead, because of FIFA regulations that they really have to be strictly adhered to.
Yeah, but it's hard to go from being the president of everybody to the president of nobody all in one day, Davey.
Instead, he's asked that FIFA assemble an extraordinary congress, as opposed to all the such normal congresses they've had before, to re-elect
his successor. Oh, he's going full Star Wars bar with this
successor. Domenico Scala, Rog, the independent chairman of FIFA's Audit and Compliance Committee. That's a job.
He's also on the Tufts School of Dentistry board.
Yeah. Told media after Blatter's announcement that he expects the election to take place between December and March 2015-2016. Rog.
Thank you, Loretta Lynch. Thank you, Kevin Costner.
One second.
Special Agent Dale Cooper. Sepp Blatter, take that, Gloria. I feel like a Marine slave freed by Khaleesi.
I just need to paint a picture for the audience, Rog. You are saying this. You're leaning forward in your chair. You're furtive. You're eager. It's like Everton just won the league, Rog.
I could not be happier if Everton won the Champions League than I'm feeling right now. My nipples are all a tingle.
You are.
It's justice. With justice, they're a tingle.
With Cleverley about to go to Everton, Rog, you could get your wish. And you're clutching an American flag in your right hand. Your left arm is in a fist, Rog.
It's a great day to be a quasi-American, Davey.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I would like Sepp Blatter's resignation speech to play at my funeral.
See what I can do.
As my coffin sinks into the earth,
The Russians love their children too. Is
down.
Playing.
It's been pushed right? down. Yeah, yeah, I'd like the fire because do you know what it reeks of?
Yeah,
it reeks of justice and American freedom. The long night's coming, Sepp, and the dead come with it. Oh, thank you, Loretta Lynch. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah,
bit of me saying, what do we do now, Davo? What do I do with all this hate? Direct it somewhere.
I know. Where's it going?
A little part.
Football season's over. What can you do?
A little part of me is also a bit pissed off because Sepp Blatter just resigned. He didn't kind of just melt into a puddle.
Yeah, he didn't get led away. He didn't get led away in handcuffs behind a sheet.
Sheet is very important.
You don't know. Great use of sheet.
You don't know how important sheets
great
are to me.
Great use of sheet.
But I've got to say, watching evil fail never disappoints, Davey. Never ever disappoints. It all started so oddly, Davey.
Yeah, the announcement, a press conference, Rog.
An unscheduled press conference, which was
like
announced
those.
For noon, New York time,
yeah.
And then got pushed first 15 minutes, then 30 minutes, while they shuffled around the nameplates that were on the press conference kind of standing. One by one, they were taken off. What's going on here?
Yeah.
All we knew was that while they kept shifting in these 20-minute increments, FIFA made us suffer through, in sum total, 45 minutes of acid jazz. Say what you want about FIFA, but few organisations have done more in recent weeks to promote the cause of smooth and acid jazz and yodelling.
Yeah.
We've thought for a minute this was just going to be more FIFA blather. There was going to be just more craven dismissals of the latest accusations aimed at Blatter's number two, Valky.
Yeah.
And that all in my mind was thinking to try and play away the disappointment of just being let down again by FIFA, of leaving another FIFA press conference full of self-loathing and a sense of evil would again prevail and a sense of, frankly, of human powerlessness. All I could think of was the FIFA DJ should play more of pro songs.
Yeah.
Like Prison Song by System of a Down.
Yeah, good one.
The Clash, Bank Robber. Mm-hmm. At Jeremy Lance tweeted in, they should play God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash. And right he was, Dave, because then they dropped the bomb. On Shuffle Blatter, in full-on junior soprano mode. And the words, Dave, you love the words that came out of his mouth.
The words were very carefully chosen all day. I was listening to the to both the French and the translation, and these were very carefully chosen words. Everything, even though he was saying, like, I have made the decision, even the use of that word was after being shown the instruments of torture, after the gun was held to my head, after I was shown the evidence, after it was made clear to me by Domenico Scala, the independent chairman of FIFA's Audit and Compliance Committee, that he was about to get his drills out, Rog. That's probably why he's on the board of the dentistry school at Tufts, that he had no place to go. What I worry about, Rog, is that we are never going to find out what has been going on for the last 5 days internally at FIFA.
That's what our imaginations are for, Dave. Yeah,
exactly. As Roger's now swapped the American flag for, I would say, even by Davo standards, a very, very, very full glass of
Malbec.
Malbec, yes.
Cheers. Cheers, America. Yeah. Thank you, America. Loretta Lynch, I know you're a GFOP. I know you cared about football long before you fell into this case, thanks to the... Thank you, Russian Mafia.
Yeah.
For having the FBI... leading the FBI to a larger criminal gang than you could ever be.
Yeah.
FIFA's mob. Blatter's words. I've got to have a swig of this. I'm so literally pulsating. Oh, God, Malbec.
Wow, that was half a glass in one nectar. Swig, Rog.
Old Seppi, the mandate doesn't seem to be supported by everybody, were his words in the world of football, he said. Talking about Friday, which we will talk about. We'll talk about the Friday re-election for a fifth term of this man. He says FIFA needs a profound restructuring. I imagine, Davo, that this was what it was a bit like. And I got a lot of texts from older American friends of mine who I adore and admire and revere. They said it was like watching Richard Nixon resign. Only difference being there was probably a bigger party at the Galati House this time.
Yeah.
And as I watched, Davo, my first thought was Dwight Eisenhower's words from 1944. United in this determination and with unshakable faith in the cause for which we fight, we will, with God's help, go forward to our greatest victory. At Siebert Esquire captured the full force of Sepp Blatter's final address as, I am the president of nobody. Yeah. At Halloran PJ said, did we witness seppuku? Which I kind of love. And at F in the Effable says, won't someone please think about the cats, Davo? What about the cats?
Yeah, very worried about the cats and their apartment, Rog.
At Jack Savage said, someone must have just shown Sepp Blatter what the DOJ had on him, like Kevin Costner showing a list to the judge in The Untouchables. Oh, Churchill comes to mind, Davo. Today we may say aloud before an awestruck world, we are still masters of our fate. We are still captains of our soul. How do you feel emotionally, David?
Well, I don't feel quite as happy as I should be. I do feel very proud, as you, I heard you just say on an interview you were just giving, Roger, very Prince, today is a great day to be a quasi-American. And I feel very proud to live in America, to love this country. I feel very proud of what this country has given to the global game. There have been three great contributions by America to the global game. One, this investigation, and ultimately more than just change at FIFA, like change we never thought we'd see. Forcing out Sepp Blatter is massive. The second change...
Davo and I, by the way, we've never known each other in a post-Sepp Blatter world.
We've never known each other in a post-Sepp Blatter world. The second great contribution, of course, and we mustn't forget that all of this has clouded the preparations of the Women's World Cup in Canada, is the US has like the strengthening of quality and attention on the women's game. That is down to America. That is what the 99ers did. That is what America has given the world also. And thirdly, the great contribution, Rog, Jeff Agus, I regard as the other great American contribution to the global sport of soccer. Love the man.
I almost choked on the Malbec.
Love him, Rog.
I love the goose too, David.
But look, how do I feel? I don't feel quite as happy as I should be. Number one, Blatter is staying in this job for 4 more months, and he's going to start supervising under FIFA's rules, because we know FIFA takes its rules and regulations
very seriously. Don't make them up as they go along over here in Zurich.
He is going to be starting to preside Sepp Blatter over the programme of reform at FIFA, according to a speech.
I love how he's cast himself as the great reformer.
Secondly, FIFA, with this one country, one vote, this 133 delegates, 133 countries voted for Sepp Blatter last week, Rog.
Including France.
Yeah.
Including Spain.
After this all broke. And I can only imagine who they're going to go and elect now for the job. Well, so I don't feel like it's not all done, Rog. I mean, our work is not complete.
Domenico Scala.
Yeah. I quite liked him, by the way.
He's going to step in to replace Blatter. We'll chat about him in a minute. FIFA's immediate promise to cooperate with the investigations, both the FBI, DOJ, IRS, and the Swiss investigations. I find the notion of Swiss investigations just hilarious. New muscles for a nation. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of justice, Switzerland.
Yeah.
But I agree, there was something, ultimately, although my nipples are still a-tingling. My shirt is still rent asunder. But there was something in the medium term that was strangely unsatisfying about the whole thing, Dave. I mean, my immediate gut was, up in heaven, Robin Williams is smiling down on us. Hashtag Sepp Blatter.
Yeah.
Robin Williams has finally had his day. But seeing a man, Sepp Blatter, a loathsome man, throw himself out the FIFA moon door, it wasn't as satisfying as it needed to be, because you're right, there's a massive machine that's been built up over the course of 40 years, Dave. A machine of bagmen, regional fiefdoms, local empires that has to be dismantled and replaced with accountability, with checks and balances, with transparency and organised cultures. I mean, they take longer to change than oil tankers take to stop. I mean, this gentleman, Scala, has been chairman of FIFA's Audit and Compliance Committee. He said, we want to fundamentally reform the way in which people see FIFA. Nothing will be off the table. He's the gentleman who ran FIFA's election process in the first place, David.
Yeah, but he wants to fundamentally change the way that people see FIFA. That is not fundamentally changing the way that FIFA actually is.
Oh, Dave, your great skill
and
is the parser.
There's only so much he can go and do. It is this one country, one vote. I'm sorry, I do love democracy. At the same time, I believe in representative democracy. There is no way that New Caledonia should have as much power within FIFA as the United States
of
America.
Save it for our other podcast today.
I might have just destroyed the Men in Blazers business in New Caledonia.
Today in promoting theocracies, which we truly believe in. But, I mean, the thing that troubled me most about what Scala said, he says FIFA must now be protected against, quote, those seeking to enrich themselves at the expense of the game. All I can say is, they're already inside your castle, Domenico. They are surrounding you. I mean, what you said, David, we've got to remember how Blatter won Friday's elections inside of FIFA land, which is not the real world.
Yeah.
I mean, so many Americans have asked us, how does Blatter do it? How does he win votes in such conditions of external pressure? As if Americans have never heard about political machines. America, you invented the Ford Model T. You invented the railroad. You invented political machines. That's exactly what FIFA is. And you look at the voting block that's still in place. Blatter put it together. It's Africa plus Asia plus Central America plus Russia plus Spain. We can explain
and
how
France.
The French lump you in. I mean, it's the only good thing France have done, that they hate Platini more than the English do, which is which is truly a shocking thing. I mean, to understand how Sepp Blatter's done it is to understand the goal development program that he built up in his time as a leader. He claims it's built more than 700 facilities, headquarters around the world since its launch. The Guardian wrote this beautiful piece, How Sepp Won Africa, and explained it. And Sepp just funneled money to what he called essential football projects, building pitches, technical centres, youth academies. I mean, you also need to understand, before Sepp Blatter, before the modern reign of FIFA, before television went around the world and turned FIFA into a global kind of branding poster board on which everything could be advertised, Africa, until 1978, I think only had one team qualifying for the World Cup, the whole continent, because there was a European hegemony, Dave. There was European arrogance. UEFA was incredibly dismissive about the rest of the world. And Blatter changed that. He bolstered the amount of money that was funneled into African development. He also bolstered the amount of money that was funneled into the pockets of Africa's FIFA representatives. He even delivered the World Cup to Africa for the first time in 2010. He'd done the same with Asia for the first time in 2006. And yes, his colleagues have, in the words of the FBI, abused their positions of trust to acquire millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks. But what Blatter's platform was, we will take this game to the rest of the world and we will push UEFA back into its normal place. And to understand how he gets the votes that allowed him to be re-elected for a fifth time is to understand that kind of balance of power that he shifted within FIFA.
You know, I think also under his watch, was it like 55, 56 new countries came into FIFA, and every single one of those new countries voted for him. It's just, it's the way it's going to go.
FIFA has 209 countries.
More than the United Nations.
193 yeah. countries. And yeah. that's why, after winning, the first thing Blatter did, I thought this was fascinating on Friday, Davo, he made the Oceania delegates stand up and take a round of applause. He was so cocky about them. Just 72 hours ago, cocky Blatter called them his Ocean's 11. A brazen thing for a man who'd just seen his organisation placed under investigation by the FBI to name-check a movie about a massive thievery and heist. But that massive...
Who is Kaiser Sose?
Yeah. That massive machine, Davo, is still in place. The delegates from the Solomon Islands, New Caledonia, Cook Islands. Cook Islands is an island country in the South Pacific with a population of 10,900. Their representative wields as much power as Germany, Argentina, and the United States.
And then that culture is still in place. And then immediately goes to the Swiss press and takes on the British media, who, to give them some credit, really started this all off, and British Parliament 2 years ago. And the Americans. He criticizes America as well. So saying this is all America and Britain. They are sore losers over not getting the World Cups in 2018, 2022. Sour grapes, and this is all...
They are racist. It's sour grapes. I mean, who was the first world leader to phone up and congratulate Blatter? Your favorite ice hockey player.
Vladimir Putin.
He hailed Blatter on Friday for his quote, professionalism.
Oh, amazing.
Of all the traits of Sepp Blatter.
I know. Professionalism.
Yeah, bravo. Yeah.
Maybe continuing to work in the wake of disaster would be quite professional.
At John Harvey 911 tweeted us, if Putin and Blatter were both drowning and you only had to save one, what kind of sandwich would you make?
I love that. I love that. I love that.
And that's it.
Always a cheddar cheese sandwich.
To understand the culture of FIFA is to really bear in mind, how did he win again under these ridiculous, surreal, almost Kafkaesque? It was like an Albanian show trial. The 5 hours of watching that FIFA vote, I will never, ever get back. And I'll say, watching Blatter's victory speech on Friday, and this is the swing of emotions that all of our listeners have experienced from Friday until Tuesday. Football on Friday has never made me feel sicker. Not than when I was watching Sepp Blatter's victory speech, when he kept yelling, almost like a world leader channeling Ali G. I like you, he kept shouting. I like you, I am the leader of it. I was a little nervous, now I'm the president. Do it, Davo. Do it in your voice.
It's amazing to do Blatter. You have to be both French and German. That's one of the real takes. I was a little nervous today. Now I am the president of everybody. President of everybody. President of the whole FIFA.
I will
be in command of this boat of FIFA.
God, and when I watched him say that.
A boat of FIFA.
Football has never made me feel sicker. Yeah. Not as a fan, but as a human being. Yeah, I'll be in command of this boat of FIFA. We will bring it back offshore.
We'll bring it back offshore.
I think someone trying to bring it back offshore pushed forward instead of reversed. Yeah. Smashed it upon
Did
shore.
Did you see Broadchurch? Oh. Yeah. Similar plot.
He's got plenty of time to Netflix that now. I mean, but all these same words, Davo, same speech, same boat, same command of FIFA, same transparency words as 2011. Every time he mentions transparency, I laugh, because this is a man who purposely built 2/3 of FIFA's new polished headquarters underground. And he told the press, when they asked him why they have like 4 or 5 of their boardroom floors underground, he said, I don't believe decisions should be made in natural light. That tells you all you need to know about the man. It was a kick in the undercarriage. It was Albanian show trial. It was Spectre annual gathering. When my head hit the pillow on Friday night, Davo, I went to bed. And I channeled Arya Stark and whispered, I mean, I was so desperate. Joffrey, Cersei, Walder Frey, Merwin Trant, Tywin Lannister, Beric Dondarrion, Illyn Payne, the Mountain, the Hound, Sepp bloody Blatter, over and over until I fell into a fitful sleep. But in medieval terms, I thought maybe he hasn't won, Dave. Maybe he'd only chosen the right to trial by fire rather than trial by ducking stool. Because even as we went to sleep on Friday,
yeah,
Sepp Blatter was no doubt being fanned by his favourite eunuchs. I want my favourite eunuchs tonight to celebrate.
Make me the special eunuchs in their tunics.
What do you think his celebratory drink is, David? I think he's probably into Malibu or Bailey's.
I think he
love Bailey's.
The blood of an English journalist. Cut with a little tripe. I don't know, something like that. Little bit of Swiss chocolate. He likes that.
On the other side of the world, even as he went to sleep, slave workers were toiling in Qatar Stadia.
Yeah.
And in the United States, this is what got me to sleep, David, finally, is the thought of thousands of FBI agents and IRS agents. Maybe I've watched a few too many episodes of The Americans, David, pouring over FIFA documents, relentlessly looking for something that they could do to catch the guy.
Blatter, though, says to the Swiss press before the weekend, when asked if he's going to resign, why would I resign? That would be an admission that I've done something wrong.
Amazing.
So what changed over the weekend, Rog? What happened over the weekend?
I don't know, David, because I woke up on Saturday low again. I wrote my diary. Can I read you a tiny bit of my diary? Do you want to do it in a funny voice?
No. It's your voice. It's your diary, Rog. I assume that should be in your voice done by you.
Thanks, okay. Well, I prefer to hear it in your Sepp Blatter voice. There's something very meta about it. I wrote, there's something upsetting to my core to watch this FIFA trial.
Uh-huh.
I adore football, yet football fandom's such an emotional experience.
Mm-hmm.
We live for the action and narrative on the field, inside the lines, and the FIFA ugliness is jarring, but it demands rational action. And we don't follow sport to watch bureaucrats, to understand organisational protocol, or to think through FBI process. It's too easy to allow cognitive dissonance to kick in and become distracted away from it. I honestly think FIFA have benefited from that. I mean, we're like Pavlov's dogs. As soon as the Women's World Cup kicked off, I would have chased that. I would have immediately looked away from the horrors of Zurich and the horrors of FIFA and immediately got caught up in the amazing narrative that we love, David. We're not FBI specialists. We don't know about judicial process. Thinking about if Sepp Blatter sets foot on Canada, what happens from an international law perspective? That's not what you and I enjoy or savour about world football.
No, without a doubt.
I mean, football to us is about playing in the street until it gets dark. It's about walking through a park in a foreign country and finding a pickup game to play in. It's about coaching your four-year-old's team. It's about watching the US women's national team play for victory. It's about watching Messi, Ronaldo, Stephen Naismith.
Yeah.
That's what we love.
Yeah, those players.
And then you're faced by Jack Warner.
Oh, my God. This was a highlight. This was a highlight. Another man falls for the onion trap, Rod.
Jack Warner.
And tough even, to tell the difference between the onion and a regular newspaper.
And even more beleaguered Warner than Time Warner, David.
I'll tell you, beleaguered
which
Warners.
Which is hard to find. Can you just
really
pass me that bottle?
Here comes the Malbec. I'm enjoying it.
That you're monopolising over there. Oh, Jack Warner is a man who claimed to be on the brink of exhaustion to get out of prison on Saturday and then unabashedly danced around a welcome home party to Bob Marley tunes, "Don't Worry About a Thing, Everything's Going to Be All Right," and then released a video, Dave, a video which, I mean, John Green, I think of as the master of the YouTube, the viral video.
Yeah.
I think even John Green may have met his master, Jack Warner.
It's so good.
It was so amazing. I think he did it on
Maker
purpose.
Studios might just be looking at Jack Warner right now.
I almost think he did it on purpose, David.
No.
You don't?
I don't. Not at all. I don't think he did that on purpose at all. Especially because it's since been edited from the YouTube video of Jack Warner, so you don't actually see the scene where he quotes the Onion newspaper as proof that America is trying to bring down FIFA.
If you've not seen it, it means you don't subscribe to Warner TV, which is his own network, I guess, where he sits by a fax machine with like, the mise-en-scene is amazing. He sits by a fax machine with like sloppy pages kind of plumped out. It's like someone's been looking at the faxes.
He's not spent the money well, Rog. I think one can be pretty sure he's not spent the money wisely.
If you go over to the fax machine and you lift it up to see if it's an important fax, but you see it's just from the local deli offering like a $49.99 hoagie feast, and you kind of put it back, but it doesn't align right. The papers are all over the place. And then he lambasts America for, quote, double standards, showing a headline in an American paper that USA wants the World Cup this year. He points to it. It says FIFA frantically announced the 2015 Summer World Cup in the United States Global Soccer Tournament to kick off in America later this afternoon.
This afternoon.
I mean, he said in a very excited and squeaky voice that you should probably listen to. I'm sure it's out there still. If America wants the World Cup so much.
Yeah.
And hates FIFA so much, why does it want the World Cup so badly? Jack Warner clearly outing himself as a man who
His
also...
His logic just made no sense. Even the Onion's headline, even if you take it literally, the logic wouldn't make sense.
He also believes... Jack Warner clearly outing himself as a man who believes in headlines such as study reveals babies are stupid. Or CIA realizes it's been using black highlighters all these years. Or winner didn't even know it was pie-eating contest. In Jack Warner's mind, these are all true. And then it all started to go down, Davey.
Mm-hmm.
A statement came out that a wire transfer to Jack Warner, avid Onion fan, for $10 million to a Bank American account linked to Warner was made by FIFA on behalf of the South African bid to win the World Cup in 2010. FIFA was essentially going to be used as a pass-through through their...
Because South Africa said they couldn't play it. They couldn't pay their own bribe. And so they needed parent company, FIFA, to step up and pay their bribe for them.
And the allegation was FIFA had paid it through their, quote, Diaspora Legacy Program.
Yeah.
An amazingly poetic and beautiful name for the account through which we racketeer and bribe and facilitate corruption. FIFA said we have nothing to do with it, and then a letter was leaked to the press with the name of Jerome Valky asking for the money.
Blatter's number two.
His number two, his trusted confidant, the man you might remember from such quotes as, I'll say something which is crazy, but less democracy is sometimes better for organising a World Cup.
Yeah.
In his election speech on Friday, let me take you back there, Dave, like George Michael, Blatter had said...
I know many people hold me ultimately responsible for the actions and reputation of the global football community, whether it's the decision for the hosting of a World Cup or a corruption scandal, he said. We, or I, cannot monitor everyone all of the time. If people want to do wrong, they will also try to hide it. He's a brilliant speaker, Rog.
You're number two, Davo. You should probably monitor the actions of your number two.
Yeah.
Or in Warner's inadvertent words, when he was arrested last week, if I've been thieving money for 30 years, who gave me the money? How come he's not charged? FIFA quickly denied Valky had anything to do with the payment. They placed responsibility with former head of the finance committee, Julio Grandona.
Yeah.
A man who conveniently died last year.
Yeah.
But the net was too close, Davo.
Yeah,
and I saw all of this leaking was just the FBI doing a dance aimed at severing the last remaining vestiges of credibility FIFA has in the eyes of the people who matter most.
Well,
Visa,
also,
Coke, McDonald's,
Adidas,
and Budweiser. Yeah. I've got to say, we've got to applaud all of them. Their capacity to turn a blind eye has been unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time when even a blind eye has to see, David.
Well, we don't know what's been going on behind the scenes. We also don't know, actually, that Jerome Valky made that payment. We know that a letter was received by FIFA that went to him. There's no governance at FIFA, Rog. See, my criticism, as an ardent free market capitalist, as a believer in companies and organisations, Rog...
I understand Sepp Blatter's mind better than I do yours. I've got to be candid, but
well,
go on.
Well, at least FIFA... This is not FIFA running as a ruthlessly efficient organisation. They are not putting football first, which is their number one product. They're putting the protection of their own interests first. But the way you protect your interests is you have to have some kind of governance. And there is no governance within that organization whatsoever.
Who's going to be next, Davo, talking about that governance process? I mean, I imagine it's not going to be European. Please God, no Platini. I imagine whoever he or she is, probably a he, sadly, will come from Asia or Africa.
I would like to see a former player. I think it's a very good time when we would actually see a former player. It is ultimately the players and the elite global players who drive all this money to FIFA through, whether it's through UEFA, through its elite competitions. I'd like to see a former player.
The former player who is the most prominent
would be Platini.
Is Platini. He's been absolutely a heinous
I'm not a
lover.
I don't want every
of the
former
political
player.
Side rather than
I'm
the...
not saying vote for John Terry, Rog. I'm saying that it shouldn't be. It should. I would like to see a former player.
I would prefer John Terry to Michel Platini.
He'd be a much better leader.
I see Prince talking about better leaders. Prince Ali reaching out to some of his campaign officials, expected to announce he's going to run again. Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, the man who opposed.
Came second
Sepp Blatter.
Out of two.
Came second out of two. I'd say on the list of princes, Prince Fielder, Fresh Prince, and Purple Rain Prince would all probably be better qualified FIFA leadership candidates.
Yeah.
I would love, I want to say, Prince Ali bin Al Husseini was the least charismatic challenger of all time.
I know, that's what worries me about him.
Yeah, I mean, his speech contained sadly few barbs against Blatter, an amazing target. If it was a fight, the Friday conflict, he landed about as many punches as Manny Pacquiao. The least charismatic challenger, David.
Yeah.
He's a man with the hairstyle of a footballer. Unfortunately, that footballer was Marouane Chamakh. I never trust a man ever. You can put this on my tombstone. Never trust a man who tries to pretend he's not bald.
You know,
his dishonesty is staring at you right at his face from his temples.
He is a prince, though, Rog. It is difficult, though, to imagine how someone's going to get through, a great candidate is going to get through this electoral... process. It's somebody who's got to win the votes of those 133 countries that voted for Blatter. And it's hard to think that an American or a Briton will go and do this. Perhaps a Frenchman, Rog, is the way to go. Perhaps it's not Platini, perhaps it's Ginola.
Oh, am I mad to think Sunil played his cards right, David? He's come out looking squeaky clean. Up next, World Cup USA 2022. USA, USA. Hashtag not just in the onion.
Yeah.
Oh, I love America, David. And we're living in a changed America. That's what I love about all of this the best. This is when I'm happiest. Not when I think of FIFA, which has got so much. Julie Foudy, by the way, would be my ideal president of FIFA. I'm going to go on the record in a non-flip fashion.
Over Bob Lee. In a vote between our two Golden Blazer winners, Foudy and Lee, if it came down to Foudy and Lee, and you are the US delegate, who are you going for?
I think you'd have to settle that like gentlemen.
Yeah.
With a knife fight.
Yeah, well, Foudy would win
Foudy
that.
Foudy would win that.
Yeah, in a second.
Foudy would win. And Lee knows Foudy would win that.
Yeah.
Lee would support Foudy very quickly with the prospect of knife fight.
Yeah. Maybe he'd get the job, he'd get Domenica Scala's job. He'd be head of the Audit and Compliance Committee.
Can I just say, Bob
he'd like that, Bob.
I prefer Bob with a beard.
Really?
Yep.
I miss his cheeks too much.
You do.
The
cheeks are like cherub buttocks.
Miss his
I find it too distracting. Whenever I see Bob Lee without a beard, I just see him as proof that God does exist and he's got little angels on his cheeks, the little buttocks. But what a World Cup he's had, Davo. I mean, Bob Lee... up there with Loretta Lynch as an American soccer legend. It's been fascinating watching the domestic American coverage of all of this. ESPN beat up on the World Cup. Oh my God, they beat it up. They beat up FIFA. They had wall-to-wall coverage. Now that Fox have the right. And for Fox, the FIFA story on Friday, I don't know what decisions they made, but they chimed in very late. Deciding with belated coverage and the place for it should be Fox Sports 2, David.
Yeah.
A great day today. At Richard Deitch has just tweeted, Bob Lee has signed a long-term extension with ESPN to remain with the network. He is ESPN's longest-serving commentator.
That's great. Fantastic news.
Part of me thinks that this whole FIFA thing just went down. Sepp Blatter died so that Bob Lee could live.
could get a long-term contract. Because see, I have to say, I mean, I think you're a bigger fan of Sunil than I am, Rog, but I would say that many in the American press, many in the US soccer business deserve some criticism for not being on this story earlier, for not being on CONCACAF, for not being on Chuck Blazer, and for their support of Sepp Blatter in previous elections. And I think in hindsight, unfortunately, your votes are public and we see all of them.
We'll chat about Chuck Blazer in a second, but as part of me also thinks all of this is just promoting.
Although I do want to say I'm still concerned about his cats.
Oh, we're going to those cats, David. They've got their own Twitter feed now. That's the America that we're living in. An America fully in love with football, now eyes open to FIFA's docs. I part of me thinks this is just really creative guerrilla marketing for the release of United Passions.
Yeah.
The new
comes
FIFA
out this
movie.
Friday.
It does. I'm going to see it.
It's
going
to be amazing. Oh, I can't wait to see United Passions.
We're going
to
go together. Yeah. We should organise a GFOP visit.
We've got to find a theatre.
It's
going to
be like the Rocky
United
Horror
Passions.
Picture Show.
I don't think it's on in Battery Park City.
I think Tim Roth plays Sepp Blatter.
Yeah.
I don't mean to ruin the movie.
He's
for
only
you.
About 47 years younger than him. Sepp Blatter congratulated the casting as being very accurate.
I want to go and see that movie. I'd love to see it with you. I'd love to see it with thousands of GFOPs. I'd like to make it like The Room. If you've ever watched The Room, I think we'll have a life, I pray, in America very much like the arc of The Room. But we're now living in an America, Davo, where even the New York Times runs errata that say, we apologise for misprinting Seth Blatter instead of Sepp Blatter, which they did yesterday on a Sam Borden article. Sam Borden.
Yeah, well done, Sam Borden. You're a great American.
You've had a great couple of days.
I'll put you just ahead of Jeff Agus.
Can I just say, Americans, now fully aware of who Chuck Blazer is, that is the America we're living in, David.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man who lived under the radar of America and profited from being under the radar. We had a great letter.
Fine-looking man, Rog.
Oh, he's got hair. Say that
everywhere.
For him. We had a great letter from a GFOP, John Sarif, who wrote about meeting Chuck Blazer when he came to address Columbia Business School. In the spring of 2005, Sarif was a student. Mm-hmm. Only 20 students turned up to hear the great Blazer. Can't read this letter for us, David.
Yes, he writes, we sat open-mouthed as we heard Blazer chart his improbable rise from Westchester soccer dad to Macor and Catone in CONCACAF major domo. For the audience, a group of type A pre-professional business students, the talk was incredibly unsatisfying. Blazer had absolutely no formal training in management and no resume to speak of. We didn't know what to make of it. He presented the story of his remarkable rise with very few specifics and very little humility. To him, it was a logical linear progression. To us, it was incredible and unexplainable. It just didn't make any sense how someone so seemingly unskilled and untrained could have such an important job. There was a Q&A at the end of his presentation. We all kept asking variations of the question. So exactly how did you get to this lofty position from such humble origins? The question must have been asked 6 to 7 times. Blazer's answer was always the same. Politics. He said, it's all politics, alluding to the stunning amount of political patronage that he and others in the CONCACAF / FIFA doled out to get to their lofty positions. We were too naive and dense to understand what he was talking about. We just thought he was weird. If anybody has a recording of that speech from Columbia, please send it to us. We'd love to see it.
You had no idea just how weird Chuck Blazer was, because the articles are now pouring out. There's an amazing New York Post article written anonymously by someone who poses a friend of Chuck Blazer describing what Chuck Blazer's life was like back in the heyday. You've got to read this one again, David.
He was generous, picking up the tabs on his credit card, although I quickly realised the bills were all going on his CONCACAF expense account. He liked to treat the guys and his crew to New York strip club nights. For a time, those tabs were charged to CONCACAF as a Sony expense. How dare he, my parent company, which sounds like a tech cost, except Sony stood for Stringfellows of New York, the high-priced strip club that used to operate in Manhattan. How dare he?
I've seen a lot of your expenses charged to Sony.
Yeah, it's not that, Rog.
The article went on about how Chuck Blazer, and if you don't know who he is still, Google him before you listen to
this.
He
does look like a large grey cat.
He did, and there's part of the article that describes how he used to, his biggest thrill of the day used to be driving into Central Park on a mobility scooter with his Macor on his shoulder. And the Macor was not well trained or socially adjusted. It used to, in the article it says, he used to love it when it attacked children. He used to giggle on his mobility scooter. Chuck Blazer is that kind of guy. But there's a great paragraph where Chuck Blazer describes his voice as liquid chocolate and would brag that he could, quote, capture the attention of any woman he wanted with the look.
You can capture attention, all right.
And then they said, of course, flipping out the black Amex card usually sealed the deal. I would pay money. To this day, I'd pay money to Chuck Blazer to teach us the look. I'd like to know what look that is exactly, Dave. That is what he should have given a lecture on at the Columbia Business School that day. Oh, Dave, reading it though, I want to say this. The Chuck Blazer arc, it's the yang to the yin of America's growing love affair with soccer. He was able to rise precisely because he'd identified a role, America's representative on CONCACAF, that when he took it, no one knew about nor cared about. It was nothing. There was no prestige. But he glimpsed the huge global power that would come from this almost uncontested pulpit.
Yeah, let's just repeat that. He was the executive vice president of the U.S. Soccer Federation, the CONCACAF general secretary from 1990 until 2011, and a FIFA executive committee member, Rog. The most powerful American in the game of soccer.
And he benefited from the fact that no one in America cared about soccer for the longest time. We're living in a different world now. Now America is producing forces for good. Loretta Lynch is adored worldwide. The Argentine newspaper La Nación wrote about Lynch that she's a relentless attorney. In Paris, where they proper hate Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Le Figaro called her the woman who's rocking FIFA. Makes her sound like Tina Turner. In Germany, she was simply called FIFA Jägerin.
What?
FIFA Jägerin.
Yeah.
It means the FIFA hunter. Loretta Lynch. That's what she... Loretta, if you're listening, and I know a lot of people at the... at the DOJ, do listen to this podcast. Get a business card that just says Loretta Lynch.
FIFA Jägerin.
Just do it. Yeah. Just do it. Last question for you.
Yeah.
What will Sepp Blatter do now? He told the British press when they asked him that he'd like to become a Sky Sports pundit. He said, I would comment on the games, but I would not say, now he passes right or left. Because everybody can see that on TV. I would make my comments on tactics or techniques.
Really? I've seen Sepp Blatter play football. I'm not sure that he has an enormous amount to say.
Don't do it, Sepp. About that. There's better things for you to do. At Scoust Bergen tweeted us to say, Sepp would be better off union busting at children's coal mines in North Korea.
Yeah.
At Born With A Tail tweeted us and said, he'd be a great wacky sidekick in an Adam Sandler movie.
Uh-huh.
And at Farley on Foot, he said, I hope he starts to manufacture license plates.
Well, yeah, I think that is that's very appropriate. I think he's going to be a bit of a curtain twitcher in his Swiss chalet, Rog. And I think he's going to be twitching at the curtains every time he hears a car pull up outside, wondering whether it's the long arm of the law.
He's going to get a eunuch fanner to trot outside and see exactly who is there.
He's going to be building a moat.
I imagine he'll do whatever anyone totally evil does upon defeat.
Yeah.
Move to Argentina, assume a new identity, and become a friendly local dentist, like in Marathon Man. Do you know Wernher von Braun, prominent Nazi, began a career in the US Army. He went on to work for NASA and helped develop rockets.
Yeah.
So maybe Sepp can do something.
What? For good. NASA?
Something good. Maybe there's good in everybody. Happen. Do you believe there's good in everybody? Because I don't.
No, not at all.
I won't be happy.
Some people are pure evil.
I won't be happy. Until Sepp Blatter's forced to join the slave workers building stadia for Qatar 2022.
Yeah. So where do we go from here? 4 months it's going to take. That's the minimum before FIFA can hold an election. Looks more like it's going to be December by the time they get round
Sepp's
to it.
I don't think he's going to do any damage. Do you know why?
Why?
It's going to take him about 4 months to gather up all the banknotes and money and bags of cash and brown envelopes that are in his office.
To pick up.
God, all those U-Hauls just backing them up.
And no doubt we'll see a number of the candidates, the regular suspects, start lobbying international press, putting in the air miles, lobbying
USA
to see if they
2022. Come on. It shouldn't just be an Onion headline. It should be for reals.
This afternoon. I won't be satisfied unless it's this afternoon, Rog.
Let's finish off this bottle of Malbec and then go and lie down, David.
Absolutely.
I love you.
Take a happy nap.
I love you, America. I love you, Bob Lee. I love you, Loretta Lynch.
Love you, Rog. Love you, Jeff Hay Goose.